Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you're optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business Podcast. Hey, what is up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. This is episode number 539, and today I'm going to be diving into a topic that might surprise you a little bit, especially for those of you who know my background and my business. I'm gonna kind of share some more recent thoughts about launching and why I think launching is doing both you and your potential customers more harm than good. And I'm going to share with you personal examples, and I'm going to share with you some examples of students. And look, I see this every single week, whether it's from my accelerator members or people just reaching out in general. This is real. And so we're going to be diving into that topic here today. And I want to start this off with a little bit of a story. And so I'm recording this in October of 2021. Earlier this year, my younger sister, she is a Spanish teacher in New Hampshire. She's been teaching for what seems like forever, like 20 years. And she teaches, we call it junior high in New Hampshire, middle school, basically, what I've learned over the years, being on the West Coast. So she teaches middle school Spanish, and she's been teaching for a long time. Earlier this year, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was stage 3 breast cancer, and they caught it pretty late. However, the prognosis is, all these months later, really good. She had a full mastectomy with it, and then she just recently finished up her chemotherapy, beginning radiation, and so on and so forth. She's doing really, really well. Okay. One thing that I have been thinking about to help her out for a long time now, and then just this whole experience really just kind of expedited my desire to do this for her, is to have her create resources, like her teaching resources, her lesson plans, etc., and sell them on Teachers Pay Teachers. That's this teachers resource, huge site where you can go and, you know, for all of you teacher entrepreneur listeners right now, how the heck are you? Thanks for listening, as always. Obviously, you know what I'm talking about, but basically, it's a huge marketplace for teaching resources for everybody who's not familiar. And I have a lot of teacher entrepreneurs in my accelerator coaching program, for example. So I've become very familiar with it over the years because I've been helping teacher entrepreneurs for quite a while. So I get that world, if you will. And so, you know, I said to my sister, for example, I said, what would an extra $500 a month mean for you? She's like, it'd be life-changing, like literally life-changing. And that was a conversation we had like a year ago before, you know, this diagnosis and anything happened. And so I made the decision a few months ago that I said to her, look, I said, if you create the resources, you take care of the teaching part, I'll take care of the business side. And, you know, getting things up on Teachers Pay Teachers and learning the process and putting it all together and everything like that. That part, I don't know anything about, right? And so I share this story with you because I went looking for a course. And I asked my teacher entrepreneurs in my accelerator program who they recommended that I learn from. And they gave me this this person's name. And so I went, and so I Googled this person, and I found their course. I noticed it wasn't open until November. I was like, man, like I need this now. I want this now. I want to, you know, I want to get going to help my sister out as quickly as I can. I don't want to wait a couple months. And so I did a little bit of digging and into this person's business, and I then found that that course that I had found through, you know, through Google wasn't the actual course that I wanted. That was a little bit more advanced. I wanted the more beginner one. That was available. But it was that initial frustration of, I want this course now. I'm at a place right now where I want to dive into this. I don't want to wait two months for the next launch of it. And so it was sort of that, like, oh man, like I want this now, right? And it put me in a place where so many of, you know, past potential customers for me and my business in the past years, when I was doing launches, how they must have felt, right? Another example is I'm building a YouTube channel. I'm going to be taking you through my journey of that here on the show. But so I went looking for different YouTube courses. Now, a lot of the YouTube courses that I was recommended, they're open all the time, but that's another example. I want to learn this now. And so if there were, you know, courses that I was recommended to, if they weren't open, I would have been like, all right, I'm going to go find somebody else, right? If they were only open for enrollment for launch periods, then I just would have moved on and found something else. Luckily, I was able to find a few that were open and I was really happy with. And so in this episode, I want to dive into kind of the examples I just shared with you. I want to share with you what I think launching is doing you and your potential customers more harm than good, specifically on two different levels. Number one, from a mental health standpoint, and number two, from a business standpoint. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you might be surprised. So if you've been following me or listening to the show here for any period of time, we're on episode 539 today. I've actually been podcasting now for 8 years, not all from this show, but I had an original show. But anyway, you might be surprised to hear me say this. As I created my business on launching, that's all I did for the first 6 years in my business. I did launches. I did a couple launches a year, open, close, and I built a really successful business. And so you might be like, well, okay, Rick, well, why are you saying this about launching? Well, the more I launched, the more I began to dislike the process. Actually, this is something I'm hearing more and more of right now. People are like so over launching. And I realized that what it was doing to me and my potential customers, it was more harmful than what was actually good, right? Now, before I get into explaining what I mean by that, the why and the how and the what I don't mean is for cohorts. So if you do a cohort style, if you have a cohort style program, you know, an online course or a coaching program or what have you, and you have, you know, a group or groups that begin at a certain time and end at a certain time, I am not referring to that kind of situation. Launch away, right? Because you're going to do a launch because, hey, the cohort begins. So for example, I signed up this morning for a YouTube course that is a YouTube program that is a cohort style. It begins officially November 1st, and then it goes for 6 weeks, right? And so that's a different kind of example, because with that kind of cohort style program, then yeah, you want to launch. And how you launch is all kinds of different ways. I'm not going to get into that right now. But so I just want to caveat all this discussion here by saying, if you do cohort style programs or coaching or what have you, then I'm not speaking to you about launching in the way I'm going to talk about right now, okay? When I'm talking about launching that is doing you and your potential customers more harm than good, I'm talking about the kind of launches that are like once or twice per year, and that's it, right? You know, the type of launches that have a ton of buildup and fanfare, and you are counting on that revenue from the launch or from those couple of launches as a major piece of your overall revenue for your business for that year. That's what I'm talking about here. That's what I used to do. I used to do, you know, couple launches a year for a specific program, and that was it. If somebody didn't get into that program during the launch period, you know, it was got to wait till the next one, right? And I still, you know, this goes on all the time now, right? And so I want to start this discussion about it doing more harm than good with the mental side of this kind of launching once or twice a year, for example. So for me, again, I launched for the first 6 years of my business. I always experience a ton of stress leading up to a big launch and then during the launch. Again, if you know anything about me, where I talk about it quite a bit here in the podcast, I struggle with anxiety. And in the last few years, more so, also depression. And so anxiety is kind of a byproduct of launching for me, right? And I always experience a ton of stress in that lead up period, in the quote unquote runway period, and then again during the actual launch, right? Leading up to it, the launch was go, 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 right? Trying to coordinate and get everything ready and all this and that. And then once enrollment opened, like carts open, then the roller coaster of stress begins, right? My anxiety would shift from basically hour to hour, from day to day, based on the number of sales that were coming in or not coming in, right? And so I know so many of you right now are listening and nodding your head, yet, but yeah, totally know what you're talking about, Rick. Now, I will say that I really liked the get up and go energy burst that comes with a launch. I liked that, but it also caused a ton of stress and anxiety for me. And then once a launch was over, then I was hit with that post-launch letdown, right? You go from 0 to 60 or 0 to 100 in your launch, and then you go from 100 to 0 pretty literally overnight, right? You've been going for a long time, and then all of a sudden it stops. Launch is over. And I remember several launches where stress manifested in my body. Specifically, I remember one launch in particular a few years ago where it manifested in my low back. And I hurt my low back several years ago in like the first year of my online business, where I think it was like 2013 when I had no idea what I was doing. And I remember I was in a hotel room in Connecticut, and I was at a conference there for online business, and I was doing some body weight exercises in the hotel room. And I went, for those of you who know what a burpee is, where you like, you know, you squat down, put your hands down, then you kick your legs back. Well, I kicked my legs back and my low back went. We're talking, I couldn't move. It was a whole thing. EMTs had to literally break through the door. I got, you know, went taken to the hospital. It was terrible. Anyway, low back stuff creeps up from now and, you know, now and again. And a big cause of it for me is stress. And I remember one launch specifically a few years ago where I was in the middle of a launch and boom, my low back I was in excruciating pain. And here I was needing to deliver live trainings and so forth, in so much pain, it was awful, right? And I know that you know that stress affects every system in your body, right? And it's heightened even more so when we put so much pressure on a launch to be successful. It's like, I'm launching, I need to make this much money from this launch because of XYZ. That's so much pressure that we put on ourselves to be quote unquote successful in a launch. One of my students shared a story a little while ago where they were in the middle of a launch, same sort of scenario here, that they were putting so much pressure on this launch to be successful. I got to make this much money. And the stress and anxiety from that experience really affected this person. Like, they made themselves sick, literally sick, which I've done before also. And it was miserable, right? Who wants to feel like that in their business? Why are we in business? We're not in business to be making ourselves throw up, for example. And so, you know, in addition to what I'm sharing with you right now so far, I've also talked to a whole bunch of people over the years, names that you would very likely know, and they experienced and still experience incredible stress during launches too, like miserable. But it wasn't something that was ever shown. It wasn't ever talked about, right? Just behind the scenes stuff. It's like that iceberg metaphor I like to always use. Like, we only see what's going on above the water. We don't see that below the water mucky stuff, right? And that mucky stuff, I don't know why I'm saying mucky stuff, is a lot of it can be stress when it comes to launching, okay? Now, with this, when it comes to talking about the stress of launches, there's going to be plenty of people who say, you know, it's only stressful if you allow it to be, right? Or launching doesn't have to be stressful. That's why we have a team. That's why you have a team. Or you're going to bring in more people during a launch because of that urgency and scarcity that's involved, right? And you might be thinking this right now too. Like, that's all well and good. Those things can certainly be true. What I'm sharing with you today is my truth from over the years when it comes to launching. And also, frankly, what I see and hear almost every single week, whether it's from, you know, Accelerator members or people applying for Accelerator or just people just generally reaching out, whether it's on DM or what have you. Okay. This is real. I see this all of the time. And so, which is exactly why I've created this episode here for you. Now, from a potential customer side, the mental aspects of this, the mental health aspects of this, so often in launches, the messaging in the launches is such that if they don't purchase, you know, they're not prioritizing their success, right? Or they're not prioritizing their bodies, or they're not prioritizing their business, or they're not taking this seriously. Or, you know, they're not, you know, organizing their schedule well enough because you have the time to do this. You know, whatever it is that your business helps people with. And by the way, I've been guilty of these things over the years as well. And because of this kind of messaging that gets shared, people will sometimes purchase, right? They'll purchase because they're like, oh my God, this person's right. I got to do this. And then the next day, they have huge buyer's remorse. And that triggers a whole bunch of additional stress and anxiety. Like, holy cow, what did I just do? I've just put myself and my family in a, you know, a huge financial bind by doing this. Do we really want to be causing that kind of stress and anxiety for somebody?
We'll get back to the episode in a moment. You're hearing me as the host of The Art of Online Business and probably thinking, it's really expensive to work with Quajo because he's the host of The Art of Online Business. Actually, no, it's not. It's especially affordable if your business is right for ads management, i.e. you're already earning somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000 in annual gross revenue, and you want to scale up your business. You should not be managing your own ads at that point because you as a CEO, your time would be better spent doing things that only you can do. You don't want a lack of a team or a lack of an ads manager to constrain your growth. Mainly because with ads management experience, I'm saving you time. You don't have to figure out all the things and you don't have to make all the mistakes that would happen if you managed your own ads. So there is a link in the podcast show notes below. theartofonlinebusiness.com/ads. Fill out an application to work with me on ads and have me also be your strategy partner as far as looking into your funnel, giving you tips and tricks and strategies about how to optimize your sales page and your lead magnet opt-in page so your business can do a better job of converting leads into sales. Again, that's in the show notes below. Let's get back to the episode.
Now, on the business side of launches, it can be super risky, right? If you're doing one launch a year, two launches a year, for example, it can be super risky if the majority of your business's revenue is tied up into only one or two launches a year. Like, what if you got super ill? You got super sick and you couldn't deliver your webinars or your live trainings or whatever it is. What if like a big storm comes through and you lose power for a few days? What if Facebook or Instagram goes down for several hours like it did very recently and you're doing your live trainings inside of a Facebook group, right? What if you are really counting on that revenue from that one or two launches from, you know, and it just does, they don't go as nearly as well as you'd hoped. Well, you were really counting on that revenue and now, you know, XYZ is the result of, oh, I didn't bring in nearly as much revenue as I thought. Now what? It's a lot of pressure to put on only one or two events per year. And by the way, I've seen all of those things. I've gotten super sick. I've actually never experienced this big storm coming through, but I will tell you, I've had so many tech problems over the years that have just wreaked havoc on my launches. And I hear from students and other people just in general, like, I've heard everything, right? And it can happen. Now, can it go perfectly well? Yeah, of course it can. I'm talking about the kind of pressure that only doing one or two launches a year puts on yourself and your business. And then from a potential customer standpoint, remember my story earlier, looking like I was looking for a Teachers Pay Teachers course, right? I want to start helping my sister now. I don't want to wait 2 months, right? And so this is something I'm creating for her now. I don't want to wait. If I hadn't found what I was looking for from that particular person that so many people recommended, I would have gone looking for somebody else's offer, right? And so now that I've said all this about launching and shared with you my thoughts on launching, you're probably asking, all right, Rick, well, what do you recommend instead, right? You've been launching for so many years. What do you recommend? And so here are my recommendations when it comes to launching. Again, if you have a cohort style program, you launch away. You do your launching a couple times a year, however often your cohort style is or cohort program is set up, you launch. If it's not a cohort style program, you can still do launches throughout the year. But in addition to the launches, I want to recommend that you have an evergreen process for selling that same program, that same online course or same coaching program or same membership or whatever it might be that you also sell in the launches. And by the way, coming up in the next episode here on the show, I'm going to share a whole bunch of different evergreen strategies and funnels that can work great for selling your offer or offers with automation. Okay. By offering your program, putting your program on Evergreen, it makes it so much easier for people to purchase. Like if people have a need for what you offer, make it easy for them to purchase that, give you that money for in exchange for your program, right? And so if you are going to do launches, what I recommend that you do is create systems and processes for everything that happens in your launch in order to streamline as much as possible. Get as much of the tactical launch tasks off your plate as much as possible. Get it documented, get the processes documented, and you want as much off of your specific plate as the CEO of your business as possible so that your team is helping and taking care of, you know, connecting landing pages and creating landing pages and connecting the systems and tools and all that stuff. So following these strategies will help you reduce overall stress when it comes to launching. And it takes the pressure off of needing to do a launch really well because you can still do your launching, but in between, you've got evergreen processes going where you have an automated way for people to enroll in whatever it is that you're selling. it gives you a cadence to your marketing and your sales. So for example, at the beginning of the year, you set up your calendar, your launch calendar, if you will, however often you're going to do that, but then you're setting up your evergreen funnel if you haven't already. And so it gives you this cadence to your marketing and to your sales. And it gives your potential customers the opportunity to purchase your offer with no pressure when it's right for them, right? You're not putting anybody in a position of, sort of any kind of like psychological manipulation, right? They can purchase it when it's right for them with zero pressure. How cool would that be? How cool will that be when you employ this kind of strategy in your business? If you want to do launches, a friend of mine loves launches. She just wrapped up a launch herself. She loves to launch. She was super stressed out during launch, but she loves to launch and she'll continue to do that, right? And it is kind of cohort style. So she'll continue to do that. Again, if yours isn't a cohort style offer, I really want to encourage you to think through, yeah, if you want to do live launching, go for it. And there's all kinds of ways you can live launch, right? Then offer an evergreen opportunity for them to also enroll outside of that launch period, okay? Coming up on the next episode of the podcast, I'm going to be doing an evergreen funnels Q&A where I dive into a bunch of questions around automating sales that have come up with my accelerator coaching members as well as my Instagram followers. And so I'd love to hear what your thoughts are of today's episode. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What are your thoughts and feelings around launching? I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready and let me know. I keep mentioning my accelerator coaching members who are freaking amazing. If you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you are more advanced in your business, you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business and you're looking to scale. Right? You're looking to increase profit. You're looking to increase your impact with less hustle. That's the key thing. More profit, more impact, less hustle. You're feeling overwhelmed in your business. You're likely doing all the things. It's time to grow out your team, create some systems around your sales and your marketing, etc. Then I want to encourage you to apply. It's application only for Accelerator. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend. Again, coming up in the next episode, Evergreen Funnels Q&A coming your way. Really excited to bring you that episode. Until then, my friend, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.